Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf, or whatever, the daf we're learning today is Chulin daf pei dalad. We are holding on daf pei gimlam beis. We are five lines from the end of the page on daf pei gimlam beis. Veligre velikase. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children, Alan and Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Leah Shalom, and Neshama Shavin Aliyah. And it's also sponsored by Shragi and Ellen Brill, Lizech and Nishmas Chaya Fego Bas Yona Leib Hakohen. Whose yard site is today, the Neshama Shavin Aliyah. We thank you very much for the sponsorship. What we're going to discuss today is the following. First, we were right in the middle of a conversation about how we know that Behemas Kachim doesn't require Kisui Hadam. So the Gemara is going to have three different approaches to answer that question. We're in middle of the first one, of the first answer as to how we know that Behemas Kachim does not require Kisui Hadam. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that Dam Behema, or Chayas Kachim, of Kachim is what I was talking about before, how we know that a Dam Behema does not require Kisui Hadam, meaning the Kisei Adam is only on a Chayav Oof. Why not on a Behema? Or where does it say that it's not on a Behema? Then the Gemara is going to talk about how we know that you're not allowed to use blood for a mikvah to be tovel in blood if you were so inclined, even though the Torah compares Dam to Mayim. So I would think whatever you could do with Mayim, you could do with Dam. Then the Gemara is going to talk about why does the Torah speak about trapping animals in the context of Kisei Adam? Is Kisei Adam only if you trapped the animal? What if you happen to have a pet chaya or oaf? So there would not be a mitzvah of kisei adam. And then the Gemara is going to go into a lengthy discussion of proper habits in consumption and overconsumption and advice about money and living within one's means. So that's going to go from Amud Aleph over onto Amud Beis. Then the last discussion on the daf is about whether we perform kisei adam if you shech the chaya va'oaf on Shabbos. Now, why on earth would you ever be shechting a chayav oaf on Shabbos? So two possibilities. Either you did an avera or it was pikuach nefesh. But in either of those cases, do you do kisei adam if you have shechted a chay and oaf on Shabbos? Okay, so with the conversation we were right in the middle of is we were talking about why is it that there's no mitzvah of kisei adam on a chay or oaf of kodshim. So the first answer we gave was because in order to do kisei adam, it's not enough to cover the dam with dirt. You need to sandwich the dam with dirt, that there needs to be dirt underneath it as well. And you can't put dirt on the mizbeach temporarily because then it's going to be a chatzitza between the dam and the mizbeach, and you can't put it there permanently because then you're being mosif onto the mizbeach. So it's simply not possible to do the mitzvah properly when you're dealing with an oaf of kachim. So says the Gemara, but I have an etzah, veligre vilikase. Why not have the dam go directly on the mizbeach, then scrape it off of the mizbeach, put it on the ground next to the mizbeach on a bed of dirt, and then put dirt over it. Milo tanan, after all, doesn't the Mishnah say later on that dam anitas, that if you have dam that splatters v'shal sakin, or dam that ends up on the knife, chayiv l'chasos, you still need to do the mitzvah of kisei adam. Now you can't do the mitzvah of kisei adam when it's mamish still on the knife. Sa alma de garu makasile. It must be that we were talking about where you scrape it off of the knife and then you do the kisei adam. So hachanami. So why don't we say the same thing about behemas kachim, that nigra v'nikasile, be goru the dam from the mizbeach, and then do the kisei adam? So why are we assuming that it's an impossibility to do kisei adam on kachim? After all, you can have the dam hit the mizbeach directly, then scrape it off and do kisei adam elsewhere. So says Gemara, you know what? You're right. Iba kachim mizbeach. If the issue were only about karbanos, then hachinami, then there would be a possibility to do kisei adam. And therefore, what the Gemara seems to be saying right now is, and you do kisei adam, that when we exclude kachim from kisei adam, we don't mean kachim mizbeach. Kachim mizbeach, you taka do kisei adam, and you follow this etza. You take the blood off of the mizbeach and you put it on a bed of dam on the ground, and then you put on a bed of dirt on the ground, and then you put dirt on top of it. Hachamay askinan, what our Mishnah is talking about is bekachay bedek abayis, that which is only hukdash le bedek abayis, where it's meant to be sold so that you could use the money for the bedek abayis. So since if you were to shecht Shechita would be asur ba'ana, because it would be a violation of Me'ila. So the Shechita is a Shechita She'en Ru'uya, and a Shechita She'en Ru'uya does not warrant a Kisei Adam. So Rashi writes that what's Katshe Bedek Abayis? It means that you're Makdish an oath LeBedek Abayis. Now Rabbi Kivager points out, once we're not talking about Katshe Mizbeach, you don't have to say it's only about oath, you could say it's about Chaya as well. When we thought we were talking about Katshe Mizbeach, so Chaya is never brought on the Mizbeach, it could only be about a bird. But once you say we're talking about Katshe Bedek Abayis, why does Rashi say that it's Dafka about an oaf and not a Chaya? So Rabbi Kivager writes in his comments on this Rashi that the reason he says Dafka about an oaf is because Tosos is going to raise a question later in the Daf, that if it were B'chayos, the halacha is that as long as it's Mefarches, there are still B'nei HaMadav HaRacha. You could still do the assessment, even if it's dead, as long as it's still hopping around. An oaf doesn't hop around as much, doesn't have as much life force that needs to come out of it when you shecht, so it'll be a much shorter period of time, and therefore it's more understandable that by an oaf you're not going to be able to have a madav aracha. So says the Gemara, wait a second, the whole reason we said that you don't do kisei adam on katshe bedek abayis is that it's a shechita she'en ru'uya, because it's a violation of me'ila, you're not allowed to benefit from it when you do the shechita. Well, what do you mean? V'lefrakinu v'lekasinu, can't you just be poda it? And if you're poda it after you shecht it, then you could do the kisei adam, because then it becomes a shechita ru'uya. Says Gemara, no, you can't be poded after you shecht it, because be'inan ha'madav aracha. In order to be poded kachim, you need to stand it up on its feet and have a kohen assess its value as such. So once it's already shechted, you can't do ha'madav aracha. You can't stand it up on its feet. The parsha of aracha in the Torah tells us ve'emiras ha'meim l'fnei ha'kohen ve'herich ha'kohen. Tosos and Masech HaSota writes that it doesn't mean that you literally have to stand it up on its feet. It just means it can't be dead, because it's no more chomer than an Adam who's nerach from as being a Ben Chodesh. Meaning when we do Parsha Varachin, the erach of a person starts at a Ben Chodesh at 30 days old. That's one precocious baby if he's already standing up at the age of 30 days old. So obviously he's not standing up at the age of 30 days old. But he's alive. So when someone is alive, whether it be human or a behema, you could do ha'aracha. So says Mar Ukeman, and who is our Mishnah assuming like? Meaning our Mishnah has to be assuming a combination of shitos. It has to be assuming that the Kisui Adam is only on a Shechita Ru'uya, that a Shechita She'en Ru'uya is not called a Shechita, and it has to be assuming that you need ha'madav aracha in order to be poda kachim. And that's why a behema that has kachay bedek abayis is not eligible for kisei adam, because it's not a shechita ru'uya. And the reason it's not a shechita ru'uya is because you can't do ha'madav aracha to be poda it. So come on, who holds that cocktail of shitos? Ik Rabbi Meir da Amar hakolo yibchal ha'madav aracha. If it's assuming like Rabbi Meir, holds that all animals that are hukdash, that you're trying to be poda, whether it be kachem mizbeach, whether it be kachem bedek abayis, require amadav aracha, and that's why you cannot be poda this behema hamar shechita she'en ru'uya shma shechita. But wait, he holds that shechita she'en ru'uya is considered a valid shechita. He holds that if you shecht an animal and it turns out to be a treifa, you still have to do kisei adam. So the Mishnah can't be going like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir would hold that even if you cannot be poda it, who cares? You still got to do kisei adam. I don't care that it's asur, that it's me'ila to eat the animal. It still requires kisui. And ik Rabbi Shimon. So what? You want to say our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon? Dam shechita she'en ru'uya lo shma shechita. He's the one that holds the shechita she'en ru'uya is an invalid shechita. Hamar lo yibchal amadav aracha. But he holds kachay bedek abayis don't require amadav aracha. So you could be poda it after the shechita, and then invite you're going to need kisei adam. So when our Mishnah says that kachay bedek abayis don't require kisei adam, it fits with neither Tana that we know about, because you need to have a combination of shitos that, as far as we know, doesn't exist among the Tanaim. So says Gemara, what do you mean? It exists in our Mishnah. Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Hi. Our Mishnah was authored by Rabbi and Vinasav Lalib de Tanoi, and he's including the two opinions of two different Tanaim in his formulation of the Mishnah. B'shchita she'en ru'uya savor lak Rabbi Shimon. As far as shchita she'en ru'uya is concerned, Rabbi is paskening like Rabbi Shimon, that a shechita shein ruya is lo shma shechita. So in order to be chayiv in kisei adam, it needs to be a shechita ruya. And b'amad v'aracha, so like Rabbi Meir, and he holds that kachay b'de kabayis require hamad v'aracha like Rabbi Meir, and therefore shechita of a behemoth of a chayor of that's kachay b'de kabayis is a shechita shein ruya, because you're never going to be able to do hamad v'aracha. So it's going like Rabbi. So that was all answer number one. Again, the question was, how come there's no mitzvah of kisei adam on a chayva of shel kodshim? So answer number one was because it's impossible to sandwich the answer number one was because you can't it's a shechita shein ruya, because it's going to be aser. So now the Gemara says, okay, answer number two, viba yisema kula Rabbi Shimoni, that maybe we're going like Rabbi Shimon, that you could be pod kachay ben kabayis and you'll be able to eat it. V'shayni hach, but according to Rabbi Shimon, we said that a shechita shein, Rabbi Shimon says shechita shein ruya is lo shma shechita. So how could it be going like Rabbi Shimon? So v'shayni hacha, I'm sorry, but Rabbi Shimon said that that you could be pod kachay ben kabayis even without hamad v'aracha. So shayni hacha, but the din of mukdashin, there's no din of kisei adam, because the mitzvah of kisei adam, it says in the Torah, da'amar krav, v'shafach v'chisa, mishenu mechusra el shvicha v'chisui. The fact that the word v'chisa comes right after the word v'shafach tells me that there should be no other stage in between. Yatzazash mechusra shvicha p'diyah v'chisui. Meaning Rabbi Shimon would hold, yes, you can be poda kachay b'dekabayis, and therefore one might think that this is called the shechita ruya, because I could be poda the kachay b'dekabayis, and therefore it should be subject to the mitzvah of kisei adam. But no, it's not, because the Torah specifically says v'shafach v'chisa, that right after the shechita, it has to already be ready for a kisei adam. And if it's not, if there's something else that needs to be done in between, namely the pedia, so then it's you're not going to have a mitzvah of kisei adam. Once we give that answer, that v'shafach v'chisa teaches me that if there's any other maisa that has to happen in between the shechita and the kisui, well then it's not going to require kisui adam. Afilu teme kachay mizbeach. We could even go back to saying that the Mishnah is not only excluding kachay bed kabayis from kisui adam; it's even excluding kachay mizbeach from kisui adam. What did we say before? That kachay mizbeach. What do you mean? Why can't you do kisui adam and kachay mizbeach? Just scrape the dam off the mizbeach, put it on a bed of dirt, and then cover it. Well, now we understand why you can't do that. Mishenu mechusar l'shvicha v'kisui. Yatzazesh mechusar shvicha grira v'kisui. Because that adds another step in between the shechita and the kisui. In order to require kisui adam, it has to be shechita immediately followed by kisui. But if you need to scrape it off on the mizbeach, that's an extra step in between the shechita and the kisui, and that therefore, by definition, precludes it from the mitzvah of kisui adam. The Ritva points out, but if you say that the Mishnah is talking about kachay bed kabayis and not kachay mizbeach, meaning the opinion that says that the Mishnah could not possibly be talking about kachay mizbeach, why? What's wrong with this approach? Why can't it be talking about kachay mizbeach and say that what holds you back from being able to do kisui is the fact that it requires grira? So the Ritva explains, because grira is not really a maisa that's particularly chashuv a maisa. That wouldn't be considered something that interrupts between the shvicha and the kisui. It's just scraping a little bit. But when it comes to hamad v'aracha, when it comes to pidyon, that requires a kohen, that requires a whole esek. You need biki, and you need people who are experts in pricing of things. So that's something that would really be an interruption between the shvicha and the kisui. Now Tosfos points out, l'chor, it's a difficult. We have a problem over here, because previously we said that dam that's nitas and dam that's alasakin requires giroi in the kisui. Meaning we said before that how did we come up with the idea of scraping the dam off of the mizbech and then being mechasa? Because we have a mishnah that says that if the dam splatters somewhere or you have dam left on the knife, you need to be mechasa that dam also. How? By scraping it off. You scrape it off the knife and then you do kisui. So you see, even though there is grira in between the shafach and mechasa, there's still a mitzvah of kisui. So it also says that the dam that's ala sakin, if it was not nitaz l'makamachor, or if it didn't remain on the sakin, you wouldn't need to be gorer. Meaning that very dam could have had kisui right after the shechita. Elamai, circumstances had it that it ended up on the knife, or that it ended up being nitaz. But when it comes to dam that's kachay mizbeach, It needs to go on the Mizbeach. It's destined for the Mizbeach. It has to be on the Mizbeach. So that dam would not be eligible for Kisui, but for being Gorerit. And that's what we're saying. That's what it's excluded from Kisui. Now, a third approach. Again, why is it that Kachim are excluded from Kisui? So Mabra Avashi, Amar Krah, because the Pasuk says, Chaya Oof, Ma Chaya Eino Kodesh, Afof Eino Kodesh. That the Torah says you do Kisui on Chaya or Oof. Well, by definition, Chaya is not Kodesh. It's not Roy to be brought on the Mizbeach. So Mela Oof is also the type of Oof that Kisui Adam is going to be Chalon, is going to be that which is not Kodesh, that which is not Kodesh Mizbeach. So says Gemara, well, if the reason is that the Mitzvah of Kisui doesn't apply by Mekdashim is because we compare Chaya to an Oof, so then we should make the comparison in full. Chaya she'in b'mido kodesh. A chaya doesn't have kisui adam because there is no min of chaya that can become kodesh. So af of she'in b'mido kodesh. Maybe I'll accept your comparison between chaya and of, but we say only the type of of that doesn't have a that cannot possibly be brought as a korban should be part from kisui adam. Otzi torunu b'nayona m'sheyesh b'min kodesh. But so maybe I should exclude the Torah and Bnei Yonah from Kisei Adam because they can be brought on the Mizbeach. Meaning when we are excluding when we are including a Chaya in Kisei Adam because it's not Kodesh, and therefore Oaf is that's not Kodesh. Oaf should be like Chaya and not be Chayav in Kisei Adam. It should only be those Oafos that are actually like a Chaya, those Oafos that can never be brought on the Mizbeach. So those Oafos that can never be brought on the Mizbeach, those should be the ones that are Chayav in Kisei Adam. But an Oaf that's a Torah or a Ben Yonah should be Potter from Kisei Adam. So says Gemara, lo, that's an invalid comparison because Kechaya, Machaya, lo chilaktaba, af Oaf, lo tachlukbo. Just like by Chaya, we don't distinguish between one type of Chaya and another, so too by Oaf, we do not distinguish between one min of an Oaf and another. So if the Oafos that are not brought on the Mizbeach, whose min is not brought on the Mizbeach, are Chayav in Kisei Adam, so the Oafos whose min are brought on the Mizbeach are also Chayav in Kisei Adam, as long as they're not actually Kachay Mizbeach. So Amrle Yaakov Mina'a L'Rava. So Yaakov Mina'a, now a new discussion. Yaakov Mina'a says to Rava, Kaimelon Chaya B'chal Behemel L'Simanim. That we have a Kabbalah that as far as the Simane Kashrus of a Chaya, even though the Torah never tells us what makes a Chaya kosher, it only told us what makes a Behema kosher. It says the Kal Behema Freses Parsus Shasasha, right? It has to have a split hooves and a Chubitz Kad. But that's Behema Osa Tochelu, the Pasuk says. So we learn that Chaya has the same simanim of a behema. So emanami behema b'chal chaya l'kisui. So why don't we say that the din of a behema should be the same as a chaya when it comes to kisui adam? That even though the Torah only mentions chaya when it comes to kisui adam, maybe it should include a behema as well. How do I know that you don't need kisui adam on a behema? So amalei. So Rava said to Yaakov Mina'a alecha amarkra. That's why the pasuk says that ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim. That so we learn from there that ma mayim lo boi kisui afhainami lo boi kisui, that we compare mayim, the Torah itself compares dam to mayim, so just like by mayim there's no din of kisui, so too by dam behema there's no din of kisui. The Torah specifically compares dam behema to mayim, so dam chayeno, if there's a pasuk that tells me you need kisui adam, why don't I say dam behema should be included? Because dam behema is specifically referred to in the pasuk as mayim, so just like by Mayim, you don't need Kisei Adam. Mimele by Dam Behem, you don't need Kisei Adam. There is some discussion who this person is. Yaakov Mina'a. Mina'a doesn't seem like a compliment to a person. It sounds like we're saying he's not Pikoros, that he's a Min. So in Maseches Megillah, the name Mina'a comes up as well. Over there, and Tosus writes in Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel, that it should not be Yaakov Mina'a, but Yaakov Matza'a. Because if he was a Min, then we wouldn't be quoting him. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Shem Rishon. We try not to quote the names of Rishaim. So that's why Rav Yitzchak Eisenchaver writes over here that we should probably change the girsa over here as well. However, others say that, no, he was a min. He was from the Mitalmide Yeshu Hanotzri. But before he started following Yashka, he had what to say in learning. So for whatever reason, we're still quoting him. In the Tiferes Yaakov, he says from the way he speaks, though, it doesn't sound like he was a min. It sounds like he was one of the chachamim, because he says kaimalon dechayu b'chal behema l'simanim. Kaimalon means I accept it. Meaning we all have traditions and we follow our traditions. Yaakov ish kfar schanya in Masechta Avodah says kasuv b'toraschan. It says in your that's the way a min speaks. But over here it's Kaimalan. So he says it must be that he's one of the Chachmei HaTorah. Okay, so now says the Gemara, Elameata, once you're gonna tell me that Dam Behemas compared to water, Yad Bilubo, why can't you use it as a mikveh? Meaning you should be able to be Tovel in Dam Behema. So this Kasha Lechora, the Shittim Gretzes points out, is not on the Pasuk, it's only on the previous discussion and what Rava taught in the previous discussion. The fact that the Torah compares dam to mayim wouldn't really be such a kasha that you should be able to be tovel in it, because it could be that the Torah is comparing dam to mayim not on a halachic level. It's just saying that that the dam is not roi lachila and it should be spilled out the same way you naturally a person lets water spill out or something like that. But it's not saying halachically that there's some halachic equation. But once Rava says yes, there is a halachic equation that just like mayim, there's no chiyuv of kisui. So too by dam behema, there's no chiv of kisui. Ooh, so now we're saying that halachically, dam is the equivalent of mayim. Oh, so then we have a kasha. You should be able to be tovel in dam. So Amakra, the pasuk says, ach mayim ubar mikvah mayim yiyah tohar. That it's only a mayan and a bor mikvah mayim that could be mitar someone who touches a sharetz who's tamei in some way. So hani in midiachrin lo. Only you could only be tovel in such bodies of liquid, not meaning a dafka of bodies of water, and not anything else, including dam. Ve'ema hanimili l'mu'ute sharmashkin delo ikrimayim avdam dekrimayim achinami. Well, how do you know? Maybe that pasuk is just telling me that you can't use, meperos to be tovelin. But dam, which is actually called mayim, maybe that you can use to be tovelin. So it says more tre miyutiksi, because there are two miyutim in the pasuk. Mayan, mayim, and ubar mayim. So it's a one miyut is to tell me that you can't be tovelin meperos, let's say, or other beverages. And one is to tell me, and even dam, which is called mayim, even that you're not allowed to be tovelin. So it says more eme idivimi idilimutisha. Sharmashkin. Well, but wait, maybe both miyutim are about sharmashkin and not about mayim. Why do I need two miyutim about sharmashkin? Chad mutei zochlin, v'chad mutei muchnasin. One to tell me that you cannot use sharmashkin that flows through the ground into a mikveh, and one to tell me that you can't use meperos that are just gathered in the mikveh. So it says, well, you're right. Tlas a miyutik, see, there's a third miyut to exclude dam as well. Mayan mayim, bar mayim, and mikveh mayim. That mayim is only is mentioned three times, so we know that it can only be mayim and not dam as well. So again, we wanted to know how we know that a dam behema doesn't require kisei dam, because we said the Torah compares dam behema to mayim. It says, well, how far are you going to take that comparison? Because there's a miyut in the pasuk, we don't take it that far. We don't say that you're allowed to actually be tovel in dam behema. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, the Raisa darshins as follows. The pasuk says when it describes the mitzvah of kisei adam, it says v'ish ish mibnei yisrael min hagera gor b'socham asher yotzud tzeid chaya o'of asher yachal v'shav chesama v'chiso ba'ofar. That you do kisei adam when you're yotzud tzeid, when you go and you trap an animal. Asher yotzud, ain't the asher yotzud. I would only know that if you have to go out and trap the animal, you do kisei adam. Nitzad v'omdin me'alein kugon avazim v'tar negoldim minayin. How do I know that if you raise chickens, that you do kisei adam on those chickens as well? I didn't have to trap it. I have a whole chicken coop full of chickens. So Tamalomar said mikol makom. That's what the pasuk said. Say that even something that's nitzon me'elav, that you didn't have to actively trap. Okay, if that's the case, imkein matam lomar shayatzud. Well, if it means even something that you don't have to trap, why does the Torah speak in those terms? Why does the Torah say asher yatzud that you're going to do kisei adam when you go out of your way to go trap an animal? So limda Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching me derech eretz. Hazmana Azos. Just like if you would need to have to go out and trap an animal, you wouldn't be eating meat all the time because it would be a big tircha, that it wouldn't be so convenient that you could just go to any one of 30 local stores and buy yourself some meat. So it would be a big tircha, so you wouldn't be eating meat all the time. So you should treat your meat consumption as if you had to go and trap it yourself. And that's how frequently one should eat meat. That's how Rashi and the Ritva understand. Tiferes Yaakov explains that it's like the Gemara is going to say that a person should only eat meat when he's very hungry, when he really has a taiva for it. And that's what it says, Asher Yatzud, that when a person is very desirous of something, he'd be matriach himself, bekol kocho, to go and get that which he really wants. So only when you feel you're at that level, that how hungry am I, how in the mood for meat am I? Would I go out and would I hunt it? So if I'd go out and I would hunt it, then I'm allowed, then I should go and eat the meat. Otherwise, I should avoid eating meat. Tana Rabbanan. So the Braisa tells us on this topic, Ki Yarchav Hashem Elokecha Eskuvulcha, that when things are going well for us and you want to eat meat, that you should only eat meat when there's a real desire for it. So you might think that a person who's hungry could just go to the market, buy some meat and eat it. That only if you have basar if you have basar in your flock already, that it's already bekorcha v'tzoncha, but you shouldn't go out buying it from the shuk. So yachal yizbach kol bekor v'yochal. You might think that you can shecht all of your cattle and eat it all, kol tzono v'yochal, or all of your sheep and eat it all. Tam lomar mi bekorcha v'lo kol bekorcha, mi tzoncha v'lo kol tzoncha. That it should always be some small measure of it, some percentage of it. It shouldn't be all of your stuff. So mikan amar Reb Elazar ben Azariah. Based on this, Reb Elazar ben Azariah says, mi sheyesh lo mana, if a person happens to have 100 zuz, which is not so much money, yikach lepaso, litro yarak, he should buy some vegetables to eat. He shouldn't be eating meat. Asara mana, if a person has asara mana, yikach lepaso, litro dagim, then he should eat fish. He can upgrade the type of food that he eats. Chamisha mana, if a person has 50 mana, yikach lepaso, litro basar, then he could already start eating meat. Mea mana, if he's really rich, so then then he could eat meat every single day, because he's well enough, we're not worried that he's going to become poor from eating meat. V'inach, and the other people who don't have mea mana, who only have 10 mana or 50 mana, where we said you should eat dagim or eat just a litra basar, say emas, when should you have that meat that you can only have every now and then? So if you're not so rich, mea of Shabbos, the of Shabbos, it should be reserved, the covered Shabbos. So if you only have meat once a week, that meat should be dafka be on Shabbos. So amrav, tshichlan lachosh l'divrei zakin, we should be choshesh for a blessed Nazariah, and we shouldn't need pasar v'dagim, unless we're very rich. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Abba, Rav, who said that we have to be choshesh for that which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, mimishpachas briyim hava. He was a healthy person. Aval kagon anu, but we, mishyesha, who aren't so healthy, mishyesha pruta b'tol kisa yuritzen l'chanveni. If you have any money at all, go buy fish and meat right away, and don't suffer, because it's going to be it's going to have a negative impact on one's health. So I'm Rav Nachman, kagon anu, people like us that are not so healthy, like they were in the generation of Rabbi Yochanan, even if you don't have a pruta in your pocket, lovin va'ochlin, you should borrow money in order to be able to eat meat, because one has to take care of their health. So the Yamshel Shlomo points out that we who do eat meat all the time, we're somech on Rabbi Yochanan of Nachman. We assume that we are of weak constitution, and therefore we need to eat meat, and that's why we eat meat all the time. He says, but even so, you shouldn't go overboard, right? A person shouldn't be such a bal taiva that they're constantly eating meat. So you have to be careful to find that balance between health and overindulgence. There's a question whether this is just a midas chasidus, a nice thing to do, or is this a mitzvah min haTorah? In the Sefer HaMitzvot of Sadigon, he writes, Rochav Gvulcha v'his avis tidshena tovi v'tasbia. So he's being meramis to the pasuk, Ki Archav Hashem is Gvulcha v'amarte ochol basu, ki tavu nafshu ochol basu, v'chol vis nafshu kot ochol basar. The pasuk that the Gemara is darshining over here. And apparently, Rav Sadigan, the whole thing is just a poem. It's like a two-page poem. And that's his whole Sefer HaMitzvos. So when they sell it in the stores, it's three big fat volumes, because they sell it with the commentary of Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perlau on Rav Sadigan. So the commentary takes up the whole page. but it was a couple of pages of a poem where in the poem he incorporated all 613 mitzvahs. So in that line of the poem, he's counting this as a mitzvah. So Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau says, what mitzvah is there in this pasuk? The pasuk is telling me that you're allowed to eat pasar taiva outside of the Beis HaMikdash because in the Midbar we weren't allowed to eat pasar taiva. So it's being matir that when you came into Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to eat pasar taiva. So he says, maybe he's referring to our Gemara, that limud Torah derech Eretz, that you shouldn't eat too much meat. And he's saying, and that's a mitzvah that a person is as a requirement to eat sparingly, to eat meat somewhat sparingly. Aye, but it says limud Torah derech Eretz. Doesn't that tell me that it's only derech Eretz and that it's not a mitzvah? He says that it's not unprecedented that we'll use the terminology of limud Torah derech Eretz about something that's a mitzvah. Pasuk says upashat es begadav lavish begadim acherim, and the Gemara in Yuma says tanda bereshal limdecha Torah derech Eretz begadav shabishvam kederu l'rabo liyimzug bem kos l'rabo. That we learned that the Kohen shouldn't wear the same begadim to do the Chumas Hadashen as he does to do the Avoda, because you don't want to have clothing full of ashes when you're doing the Avoda. So it says, Limda Torah Derech Eretz. Ramban says, it's a mitzvah, it's a requirement that you have to have special begadim that are not the begadim you take out the ashes with. So even though it uses the terminology of Derech Eretz, it's actually a requirement. The Rambam, Hilchos Deos Perkei Halacha Yud, sounds like he does not hold that it's a real Isser, because he says that a Talmud Chacham should behave in a certain way, and he should be ochel v'shosa and zanas an shebeso based on what he has, and he shouldn't be matriach himself yosem midai. And he said that tzivu chachamim bederech eretz not to eat basar elo l'teyavon, that he shouldn't be marvil b'kach, but if he's healthy, merav Shabbos l'erav Shabbos, unless he's very wealthy. So he puts it among the things that talmidei chachamim should hold, the standard that talmidei chachamim should hold themselves to. So it sounds like it's not an actual halacha, because actual halacha everybody needs to hold themselves to, not just talmidei chachamim. So it seems like a machlokas between Rav Sadia Gaon and the Rambam. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. So the Gemara darshins psukim in Mishlei kvasim lul vushcha migez kvasim yehim al bushcha, that from the shearings of sheep, that's how you should make your clothing, meaning you should wear wool clothing. Umechir sada atudim liolam yimkaradim sada v'yikach atudim. It's a worthwhile investment to sell real estate, to sell your field in order to buy sheep. V'alim karadim atudim v'yikach sada, but don't sell sheep in order to buy real estate, in order to buy a field. You should earn parnasa from the milking the animals that you have around. So your lechem comes before the lechem of your bias, because it doesn't say it with a vav vilechem beisecha, so it sounds like it's not the same. It's on a level down. Don't try to overindulge your children. It's going to be very difficult if they can't live up to that same standard of living for them to settle back into a normal standard of living if one overindulges their children. If one wants to become wealthy, invest in small animals. Tosfos raises the question that the Gemara in Pesachim says the opposite advice. Says that someone who's also behema daka is ainu roa simin bracha. So it sounds like it's a terrible investment to be. So Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam says that it's a terrible investment if you're osek betocha ir, because it's such a good investment that everyone's going to give you an ayin hara if they see that you have a lot of behema daka. So invest in behema daka. Don't let the world see that you're investing in behema daka, and then you'll have a lot of hatzlacha. Amrav chesamay duchsev vashro sonecha shema'ashro says ba'alein vashro sonecha tells me that sown makes you a rich person if you own a lot of behema daka. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, kasa de charshin v'lo kasa de poshrin. If you have a choice of eating a kos of kishuf versus a kos of lukewarm water, better to drink the kos of kishuf than to drink the kos of lukewarm water. It's so dangerous. It's so negative. You have such a negative effect on your health. V'hanimi li b'kli matachos, but that's only if it's in metal cups. Avo b'kli charis lasan bav. It's in a kli charis, then it's fine. Or b'kli, that's why we have ceramic mugs and we don't have right. Ubukli matachos nami lo amarne el de l'shadi b'tzivaya. Al l'shadi b'tzivaya leslan ba. And even kli matachos, if you put some tea leaves in it or something like that, then it's not a problem. V'chilo shadi b'tzivaya nami lo amarne el de l'tzayitz. Al tzayitz leslan ba. And that's also only if it's never been pre-boiled. But once it's been pre-boiled, you don't have to worry about it. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, mishe niachlo aviv ma'os v'ratzu la'abdan. If your father left you a lot of money and you want to squander it all and lose it all, so here's here's what you should do. Yilbash klei pishtan v'yishtamish b'klei zechuchus. You should dafka wear klei pishtan and you should use glass kalim in your house. V'yiskar po'olim v'al yeshivman. Hire a lot of workers and have no oversight of any of your workers, and you'll see it works like a charm. Your money will be gone in no time. So yilbash klei pishtan, you should wear klei pishtan, b'kista romisa. That's talking about a particular type of Roman pishtan. V'yishtamish b'klei zechuchus b'zugisa chivartas. Some about a type of white glass that apparently is very fragile, so it's all going to break. That's talking about when you hire them to deal with your oxen, and they're not going to be worried about protecting those oxen if you're not looking over the shoulder. He said sometimes the name Rabbi Ami, sometimes the name Rabbi Asi. What is the pasuk in Tehillim teaching me? That Liolam Yochal Adam V'yishta Pachs Mashiyeshlo V'yilvash V'yiskase B'mashi Yeshlo. Certain things you go below your means, certain things right at your means, and certain things above your means. So you should eat and drink below your means. You should wear clothing that reflects your means. You should support your children and your wife with that which is above your means. Because they rely on you. So you want to treat those who rely on you the way you hope that the one who you rely on will treat you. So you want to be give your wife and children a lot. So Darsh Rav Eina, Apischa de Reish Kalusa. He darshened by the Pesach of the Reish Kalusa, going back now to the discussions of Kisei Adam. We're done with the Agarotka. Hashochet l'chola b'Shabbos. If a person shechts for a chola on Shabbos, meaning you have a chola sheish b'sakana, so you need to shecht an animal for him, he needs the food. So chayiv l'chasos. You need to do the kisei adam on Shabbos, when you shecht for a chola on Shabbos. So amalu hu rabba. Rabba said to the Talmidim who heard this, ishtoma. It's ishtoma ka'amar. It's such a strange thing that he said. L'shmutei la'amori minei. We should make sure he doesn't speak anymore, because he's saying terrible things. That you should do kisei adam on Shabbos, that's something we should prevent anyone from saying. Titania, because after all, I can prove to you that we don't. The Brisa tells us as follows. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, koi ein shechtoso b'yom tov. You don't shecht a koi on yom tov. Vim shechato ein mechasen estomo. And if you shecht the suffix beim, suffix chayin yom tov, you can't do kisei adam from the following. Mikal v'chomer. Umami l'shavad adoch Shabbos. When you have a mila b'yom hashmini, you do it on Shabbos. And yet, if it's a suffik yom shmini or not yom shmini, you wouldn't even do it on yom tov. So kisei shein vado docha Shabbos, kisei adam where bevadai it wouldn't be docha Shabbos, ain't odin shein sveik docha yom tov. So kol shkein, when it comes to dam of a koi, you would not be able to do it on yom tov. You wouldn't be able to do the kisei adam on yom tov. So amulel the chametz said Rabbi Yossi, tkiyah shofar begvulim tochiach. I'll bring a raya not that way from the how we treat tkiyah shofar outside of the mikdash. She'in vado docha Shabbos. We don't blow shofar on Shabbos outside of the mikdash, even when we know for sure it's Rosh Hashanah. And yet usveka docha yom tov. When you have a suffix whether you're chayv in tkiyah shofar, you do it on yom tov. So you can't learn this kal v'chomer from that which is usher on Shabbos, that it should be usher on yom tov as well. Say heishiv reb lazer hakapar beribi tshuva. So he responded that to be docha the kal v'chomer. Mal milishkein en nohegis b'leili yom tovim. Kisei Adam applies at night. Mila does not apply at night. So you see that the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is more chamer than the mitzvah of Mila. So Rabbi Abba responded, this is one of those things that Rabbi Chia said, I have no tshuva for, and Rabbi Lazar HaKapar Beribi had what to respond. So why are we quoting all this? Because Katani Mihas, in this price it said, Kisui she'ein vado odocha Shabbos. That when you have a vadai kisui adam, you don't do it on Shabbos. So my vado de kisui de lo dochi Shabbos. What's the case of a vadai kisui adam on Shabbos? Where would you ever have such a case? What are you shechting on Shabbos? Lav hashochet l'chol b'Shabbos isn't the only circumstance where you're shechting for a chol sheyesh bo sakana, and we're saying it's ein docha Shabbos. So how can you come along and tell me that you're going to do kisui adam on Shabbos? Says Gemara, no, there's another way that you might have a circumstance of kisui adam on Shabbos. Dilma, da'avar v'shachat. You did an aveira. So says Mar, no, Dumiu Damila, Ma Mila Bereshos, Af Kisunami Bereshos. No, we can't be talking about that you did an Aveira, because we put it in the same breath as Mila on Shabbos. So just like Mila is something that one is supposed to do on Shabbos, the Kisei Adam that we're talking about must be a case where you were supposed to do that Shechita on Shabbos. And nevertheless, we said that we took it as a given in the Brisa that the Kisei Adam is not going to be Docha Shabbos, even though you had every right to shecht that chayo or oaf on Shabbos. So that's why we reject this teaching that you can do Kisei Adam on Shabbos. Now the next step in the Gemara is to then explain other lines in the Brisa that are somewhat cryptic, that aren't exactly clear of what they're referring to, and Bez Hashem will pick up with that on Friday morning. Okay.